Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Magandang umaga sa mga nakikinig ng SBS Filipino ngayong Miyerkules ng umaga. Dalawang araw matapos ang midterm election sa Pilipinas at dalawang araw matapos mahalal ng Partido Liberal ang kauna-unahang leader na babae sa partido. Maridel Martinez ang iyong kasama hanggang alas 11 ngayong umaga. At magandang umaga sa iyo, TJ Correa.
Magandang umaga, Maridel, at magandang sa mga umaga sa mga kababayan natin sa Pilipinas at sa Osil. Sa kababayan sa Pilipinas na may mga indelible ink pa ang mga kamay, hindi pa ata nabubura. At sa mga kababayan naman rin dito sa Australia, lalo na yung mga nakibahagi sa botohan.
Ayan, o diba, may mga hindi matanggal-tanggal, may manicure pa ang kanilang mga kamay.
O na purple pa, no? Na laging mandatory selfie daw with the finger na, na may indelible ink.
Alam mo, isang beses lang yata ako natatakan yan sa daliri ko, tapos lumipat na ako dito eh, kung hindi ako nagkakamali.
Oo.
At ang haba ng pila, no?
Nakakaawa din yung mga matatanda na balitaan natin nga nasama sa mga balita na nahirapan at may mga ilang hinimatay dahil napakainit daw ng panahon ngayon sa Pilipinas.
Kasi ano? Manual yung paghanap ng pangalan mo pa din, hindi ba? Tapos, katulad ko, yung pangalan ko, M. So, nandun pa ako sa gitna ng mga lista ng ilang libo yon.
Oo, kaya ilang mga panawagan ng ilang mga kababayan natin na medyo dagdagan ng araw yung mga local absentee voting. Parang parang yung mga nakakadadap.
Oo, yung mga senior citizen, di ba? Tapos yung mga PWD. Kasi mahirap yun, lalo na yung mga eskwelahan dito minsan. Alala ko, sa eskwelahan na binotohan ko sa amin sa Caloocan, may second floor pa eh.
Oo, no? Aakyat ka pa, no? Tsaka alam natin na pag summer talaga napakainit ano, no? Sa Pilipinas ngayon at may mga kababayan tayong kakauwi lang, di ba? Kaso lang ating kasamahan
na heat stroke.
Muntik nang hindi naman nahi, pero muntik na dahil nga daw sa sobrang init ngayon. Kaya yung mga nasa Australia, malaking bagay na i-check din natin yung mga kamag-anak natin sa Pilipinas, no?
At tsaka, alam mo kasi nung Enero umuwi ako, hindi ba? Maganda, maaliwalas pa yung lagay ng panahon. Pero ngayon talaga, kasagsagan kasi ng ano?
Summer. Kaya talagang, lalo na napansin mo ba, Maridel, pag halimbawa ikaw ay galing sa Australia, lalo na siguro yung mga nasa Melbourne, nasa Victoria, nasa bandang Tasmania na malamig-lamig ang panahon talaga, pag uwi ng Pilipinas, hirap na hirap mag-climatize yung katawan.
Yung ano bang tawag nila doon? Parang matatrangkaso kasabi ng mga nakakatanda dahil sa biglang iba ng lagay ng panahon.
Oo, tapos sabihin ng mga Pinoy doon, ako parang ang arte mo naman na, di ba may mga ganyan na. Pero syempre, kahit papano pala, ngayon naiintindihan ko na kasi dahil ang katawan mo'y nasanay na sa malamig na panahon.
Tsaka iba yung init dito sa Victoria, iba rin yung init sa Pilipinas.
Oo, at yung mga kababayan din siguro sa mga bandang nasa Northern Territory, sa bandang Queens, siguro medyo mas madali ng kahit papano dahil yung weather doon ay parang kaparehas, diba, ng Pilipinas.
Oo, kasi naalala ko nung tapos may ipit ka pa sa traffic, diba?
Oo,
wala yatang aircon nang may kaya nga pag ginahawahin yun pag nainitan ka na sa traffic kasi pati yung sasakyan mo mag-overheat.
Oo, kasi nagpa-40s na daw, di ba? Lalo na pag summer sa Pilipinas ngayon, nagpa-40s na.
Kaya tiyak mabenta ang halo-halo.
Naku, nasabi mo yun. Parang nagutom tuloy tayo.
Halo-halo at maiskonyelo. Maiskonyelo, di ba?
Lalo na siguro yung mga bumoto noon, siguro may mga nagbebenta ng
sa labas ng eskwelahan, di ba? Ano ba yung scramble?
At mga ice buko, yung mga usual na.
Tapos
ano,
yung ice candy na nasa plastic.
Oo, napaka pampatiuhaw at pangpawi ng init.
Oo, yung iba't ibang kulay. Na nung bata ako, piso lang.
Oo, ngayon di na alam kung magkano na, no? Kung nag-inflation na kasi daw.
Oo, diba? Yan yung mga tapos ang memory ko sa halalan, ikaw ba ang memory ko sa halalan nung bata ako, nung hindi pa ako nagtatrabaho, yung Namfrel. Mm-hmm. Yung National Citizens for Free Movement. Yung mga volunteer.
Oo. Ngayon kasi ang PPCRV.
PPCRV ang, na ang ano,
official na...
Yung Pastoral Council for...
Responsible Voting.
Oo. Dati NAMFREL.
Pero so, alam ko may NAMFREL pa din, hindi ako nagkakamali.
So sila yung unofficial count. Mm-hmm. Ngayon madami na, no? Marami ka nang makikita ng mga unofficial count na tapos mas mabilis na. Diba dati parang malalaman mo pa lang yung mga resulta or yung mga base sa mga parang ano nga ba yung resulta mga 2 araw matapos yung halalan. Yung meron ka ng indikasyon. Ngayon meron ng top 12 pero wala pang official na resulta. Pero ang nangyayari ay parang na pre-predict na kung sino nga ang papasok sa Magic 12, ika nga.
Lalo na dahil no, naging automated na nga. Dahil alala natin talagang literal na tinatang...
Mano-mano yung pagbilang.
Mano-mano, at dadalhin pa yung mga balota na yan sa... Ngayon, transmit na, di ba?
Naalala mo ba nung nag-cover ka sa radyo sa Pilipinas, paghalalan, merong mga naka-designate sa mga tinatag na hotspot, di ba?
Dahil alam natin na may mga ganung lugar, di ba?
Na medyo mas maganda na ngayon kasi mas tahimik na.
Yun nga ang sinabi ng pulisya, no, na generally peaceful ang naging itong halalan sa atin. Ganyan din ang sinabi ng COMELEC. Bagaman may mga ilang tensyon na tamal mga aberya din na nangyari, di ba?
Yun yung nakakamiss kasi di ba, pag sa Pilipinas, pag araw ng halalan, parang piyesta.
Dahil madaming tao.
Oo, tapos lahat ng television nagre-report tungkol sa mga yung mga early reports, merong tinatawag na live counting. Tas alala ko dati nung nag-cover ako 24 oras yung coverage hanggang magkaroon ng resulta. Tapos yung mga tao talaga parang ano lang yan, mga makinang rumorolyo papalit-palit.
Oo, dahil nagbibilangan, di ba? At ngayon ganun pa rin naman ang nangyayari, meron pa rin tayong mga coverage ano, at bahagi din ng SBS Filipino bagaman hindi man 24/7 pero tayo nag-aattend dito ng mga kaganapan.
May mga updates tayo. At sa araw na ito aalamin natin kasi napabalita na mababa daw yung overseas voters.
Particular sa Australia no, dahil alam natin na madami-daming Pinoy dahil hindi natin alam kung gaano kadami talaga yung registered voters at yung mga pwedeng bumoto. Pero yun.
Kasi merong iba, kakaka-reacquire lang nila ng citizenship nila o di kaya ay ngayon lang sila naging botante. So akala nila, yung mga nagtanong sa akin, akala nila na pwede kang mag-register ng overseas voter agad-agad. So, hindi nila alam na kailangan nakarehistro ka na. Iba pa yung rehistro para yun yung iba-iba yung pagkakaintindi nila.
Bali, pwede kang maging registered voter pero kung hindi ka man naka-enroll dun sa online voting enrollment. Dapat naka-online, naka-enroll ka din dun bukod pa sa registered voter.
So, hindi maliwanag sa kanila. Tapos yung iba, naghihintay ng balota.
Kasi so, dati yung last 2022, election
2022 kung di ako nagkakamali.
Postal voting ang ginawa ay nakatayo na nakaboto diyan ano kaya familiar tayo sa nangyari at ngayon naman online voting.
At kasi yung mga senior citizen natin, 'di ba, hindi naman sila talagang nakatutok sa mga website o social media. So, hinihintay pa rin nila yung dumating sa koreo, yung balota.
At ibang mga nakapanayam ng ating kasamahan dito ay yung mga pumunta mismo sa konsulado at sa
para
imbahada
bumoto.
Para bumoto. Ano yung mga senior citizen na hindi pa nga sanay at hindi pa tech savvy ka nga.
Oo, kasi yun yung ano, no? yun din yung disbentahe ng teknolohiya. Hindi lahat nakakasabay.
Oo, dahil alam natin na syempre yung generation, lalo siguro ng mga ating lolo-tola, parang dadali yung cellphone nga, hihirapan na. Tapos pabobotohin mo pa.
Eko tayo ba, di ba, na araw-araw kaharap natin yung teknolohiya, minsan gusto natin iba to kasi hindi rin maayos yung ano.
Kaya mabuti din talaga na may option pa din na hindi online naman yung pagboto.
Oo, tsaka dapat isaalang-alang din na ng marami na kunyari meron tayong mga kamag-anak na senior citizen na botante, ipaalala rin natin na uy nay, nag-online voting ka na ba or nag-register ka na ba kasi hindi lahat hindi lahat nalalaman yung mga ganong bagay-bagay. Kasi si nanay, ang binabasa pa rin niya ay dyaryo. At saka ang pinapanood pa rin niya ay yung sa television.
Oh, tulungan, di ba? Huwag niyo nga lang pong iboto yung... baka iboto niyo yung boto ng inyong magulang.
Huwag po kayo bumoto para sa magulang niyo.
Ano lang, kung may tulungan lang, i-assist lang kung paano bumoto. Pero huwag iboto ang boto nila.
Ayan, paalamin natin dahil may natatanging ulat si Edinel Magtibay sa araw na ito kung bakit nga ba bumaba ng lubha ang bilang ng mga botante. At TJ, bukas muli, magbabalik programa ka. Tayong dalawa.
Oo, tayo muli ang tambalan. Ano? Tabangan bukas pa rin ang paghahatid natin ng mga balit, lalo na mga kaganapan dito sa Australia, gayon din sa ating bansa sa Pilipinas. Maraming salamat, Maridel.
Maraming salamat, TJ. At matapos ang ilang mahalagang paalala, magbabalik po ang SBS Filipino. Kayo po, nasan kayo noong 1994? Naku, napakatagal na mga panahon na yon, hindi po ba? Naalala niyo po ba? O buhay na ba kayo? O pinanganak na ba kayo noong 1994? Maridel Martinez ang iyong kasama ngayong Miyerkules ng umaga. At ang SBS po ay ginugunita o pinagdiriwang ang 50th taon nito sa serbisyo sa publiko. Susunod naman sa programa, ibabahagi sa atin ni Edinel Magtibay ang balita o ang ulat kaugnay sa kung bakit nga ba lubhang mababa ang bilang ng mga nag-online voting sa Australia.
Maraming na disenfranchise na mga voters na hindi nakapag-rehistro, nahirapan mag-rehistro sa online voting. Especially here in Melbourne lang, nandun ako sa consulate last night, out of 4,108 na registered voter dito sa Melbourne, ang nakapag-rehistro lang sa online voting is 1,001, which is less than almost 24%. Yun lang ang nakaboto.
Dismayado ang butante at tagapagsalita ng Bayan Australia na si Ginoong Raul Diche sa mababang bilang ng mga overseas Filipino voters na bumoto sa nakaraang halalan. Aniya, kulang umano ang naging paghahanda ng Commission on Election sa pagpapatupad ng online voting system, kaya't maaring marami ang hindi nakaboto.
Walang masyadong information campaign about sa online voting, how people are going to do about it. Nalaman lang, ibig sabihin mayroon silang mga pinalabas sa social media, but I think it's too late. And then kulang ang kanilang education campaign kung paano magboto. And then yung mga requirements nila, especially yung mga matagal na ditong dual citizens. Maraming may mga requirements na kailangan mo yung valid ID supplied ng Philippine government. At saka yung matatanda na, especially yung kung mag-rehistro ka online, yung sa telepono lang, ang hirap magkuha ng picture. Very challenging yun sa mga matatanda na. Okay lang doon sa medyo computer savvy. Kaya doon ang paniwala namin, doon ang maraming na disenfranchised na hindi nakapag-online registrations. Mm-hmm. Nag-offer man sila na pwedeng pumunta sa consulate para matulungan, pero paano yung mga nasa regional?
Paniwala naman ni Nes Gavanzo ng Gabriela at Secretary ng Welfare Mission for Migrants, maaring nawalan na ng gana ang mga botante dahil sa hindi nakikitang pagbabago sa Pilipinas at maaring naging abala din sila sa kanilang pamumuhay.
I think emblematic siya doon sa dahil tayo as overseas Filipinos, lalo na yung mga settled na, ay nandoon yung frustration na siguro hindi na kami boboto, ano pa nga gano'n, walang mangyayari, yung gano'n. Yung level ba ng dissatisfaction ay umabot na talaga doon sa sobrang pessimistic ka na wala nang mangyayari. Why cast your vote? Parang gano'n. Tapos at the same time also, it could be also a representation na yung mga voters dito ay may malaking bilang na rin na they are new migrants and they're just very busy to survive on a day-to-day level, no? So and it's a big ask also para makapag bumoto, pero at the same time ang isa ko ring tinitingnan is napaka-iksi ng time period for the consulate, for the embassies, to even disseminate the information for voting. Posibleng isa din yun sa reason na merong mga Pilipino na gusto naman bumoto pero hindi na sila nagkaroon ng time para i-resolve pa yung mga ganyan.
June 25 ng nakaraang taon lang nang pirmahan ng COMELEC ang deal sa SMS Global Technologies Inc. at Sequence Tech Inc. sa kauna-unahang online voting and counting system para sa mga Filipino overseas voters. Umasa ang Commission on Election at Department of Foreign Affairs na sa pamamagitan nito ay mas mapapadali ang pagboto para sa mga nasa ibang bansa. Ayon pa kay COMELEC Chairman George Erwin Garcia, isa itong hakbang para mahikayat ang mga OFWs na makaboto, lalo na ang mga seafarers. Naglaan din ang panahon ang mga tauhan ng consulate office at embahada na tulungan ng mga botanteng hirap sa pre-enrollment at pag-access ng voting portal. Sa nagdaang panayam kay Consul General Charmaine Rowena Avikivil sa Sydney, inamin nito na naging hamon ang pagpapalaganap ng impormasyon tungkol sa online voting, lalong-lalo na sa mga kababayang nasa malalayong lugar.
Maganda naman po so far ang aming naging experience sa transition. Hindi naman ho lubhang mahirap, pero ang masasabi lang po natin, ang challenge ang pagpapalaganap pa ng impormasyon kasi po meron din po tayong mga kababayan na hindi pamilyar sa online voting or yung mga akala ay kailangan pa nilang physically bumoto or iniintay pa ang kanilang mailed ballots.
Sa natanggap na election results ng COMELEC mula sa Australia, sa 9,210 rehistradong botante sa Sydney, 1,201 lamang ang nakaboto. Sa Melbourne PCG, 4,129 ang rehistradong botante at 1,001 lang ang nakaboto. Habang sa Canberra, 5,948 ang rehistradong botante at 959 lamang ang nakaboto. Hinihiling ngayon ng mga botante na kung ipatutupad muli ang online voting system sa susunod na halalan, mas pag-igihan pa sana ng COMELEC ang pagbibigay ng gabay at abiso sa mga overseas voters at maglaan ng iba pang opsyon para makaboto.
Well, siyempre dapat yung preparation mas mahaba in terms ng info dissemination, and also it comes also yung doon sa pag-build ng trust, no? Doon sa voters mismo. Kasi yun naman yung key eh. How do you build your trust na para i-trust ka ng mga boboto na yung kanilang boto hindi masasayang at makakount talaga yan at lalabas talaga dyan kung sino talaga yung gusto niya.
Hindi kami masyadong sa online voting, pero if that's the trend, it has to be reform, electoral reform, more education on that sa kung paano makapag-rehisto yung mga, especially yung elderly. Mm-hmm. And then earlier pa lang gawin na yung kampanya kung paano yan. And then yung registrations pa na, halimbawa, next we have an elections again in 2028. Mas earlier pa nila ang registrations para hindi ma-disenfranchise yung mga maraming botante.
Edinel Magtibay para sa SBS Filipino.
Maraming salamat, Edinel Magtibay. sbs.com.au/Filipino ang ating website page, SBS Filipino ang ating Facebook page, SBS Audio app, libreng i-download sa inyong mga smartphone para mapakinggan nyo kami anumang oras, anuman yung ginagawa, saan man kayo. At syempre, kung kayo ay may Spotify, i-create nyo na ang SBS Filipino playlist dahil nandun din po kami. Para mapili ninyo ang mga ulat o panayam na aming inihanda at sunod-sunod nyo silang mapapakinggan. Huwag rin pong kalimutan, SBS ay napapakinggan rin sa inyong mga telebisyon kung kayo po ay nasa bahay lamang at naglilinis. Patuloy po tayo sa programa ngayong Miyerkules ng umaga. Bago natin alamin ang kwento o balikan ang kwento ng isang special education na teacher, narito muna ang ilang mahalagang paalala. Sa pagpapatuloy ng SBS Filipino, ating balikan ang natatanging kwento hatid ni Sheila Joy Labrador, kaugnay ng isang natatanging guro.
The more proactive the parents are, and yes, you see a lot more progress. Ito ang paulit-ulit na pinapaunawa ng special education teacher na si Patricia Villanueva mula Melbourne, Victoria, sa mga magulang na may anak na may additional needs o may kapansanan. Kwento niya sa SBS Filipino bilang isang guro sa preschool na nagpakadulubhasa sa early intervention o maagang pagtugon, mahalaga na mismong ang mga magulang ay proactive o nagpaplano ng maaga para sa kanilang mga anak. Tulad na lang ng pagiging alerto o maalam sa mga tinatawag na red flag o sinyalis na pinapakita ng bata na posibleng may kapansanan o additional needs ito.
Yung mga red flag siguro is that first is kung hindi visible sa gross motor skills like sa paglalakad, ganyan, is the speech and language communication. Kasi minsan ang nangyayari, ang red flag is sabihin nila, bakit may behavior yung bata? But the behavior is actually yung root cause on is they are not able to communicate themselves. So may mga bata na instead of, dahil may speech and language delay, mga hablot na lang ng toys. And minsan those feedback will be coming from childcare. Like if you send your child in a childcare setting. Mm-hmm. Or sometimes if hindi naman sila nag-childcare, when they go to a 3-year-old kinder program or a 4-year-old kinder program, that's where we can value the feedback of the educators also.
Subalit sabi din ito, huwag naman agad mag-alala dahil tulad ng palaging sinasabi ng mga psychologist, unique ang bawat bata.
Ang development ng bata is not linear, which is very true. The milestones are not linear. Hindi siya kapareho. So we cannot really compare, let's say, my child to your child. Yung ganun.
Pero kapag napatunayan na may pangangailangan matapos ang serye ng pagsusuri sa mga doktor o eksperto, marami ang early intervention na pwedeng gawin tulad ng speech therapy, physiotherapy at iba pang uri ng serbisyo batay sa pangangailangan ng bata at pamilya. Ito'y upang matutunan ang bagong kasanayan, harapin ang mga hamon at maaaring magdulot ito ng mas mataas na tsansa na magtagumpay sa pag-aaral at sa buhay. Kaya sa preschool, maraming strategy o pamamaraan ang ginagawa ng SPED teacher tulad ni Patricia. Halimbawa, kung ang bata ay may problema sa pagsasalita.
We deal with strategies like how to promote speech, language, and communication. We use a lot of pictures because the verbal language for some kids are not enough. So we support these. We support it with photos or pictures. Through occupational therapy, we do a lot of gross motor and fine motor activities in the school or in the preschool setting.
Para naman sa batang may developmental delay.
Kids who have developmental delay or have some motor delay, the first step is actually for them to be able to hold Play-Doh or manipulate the Play-Doh. So hand strengthening activities, we do a lot of hand strengthening activities even before we ask them to hold the pencil, to hold the scissors. And then so we encourage them to do a lot of climbing,
mm-hmm.
Simple things like when you go to the playground, can this child walk alternatively on the steps? Can this child jump with 2 feet, like using their two feet, simple things like that.
Pinapaunawa din niya ang kahalagahan na dapat malaman kung ano ang pangangailangan ng bata.
Doon na magsa-start yung you can access the right pathway. So will they say, maybe you need to see a speech therapist. Maybe you will start seeing an occupational therapist. And then pag may multidisciplinary team na, that's how we can all collaborate to work together para alam we are all in the same page as to what's the best strategy or the best practices for your child with additional needs. Let's say the educator sees it or yung parent yung naka-notice na should I be doing something about the development of my child or do I need to see a developmental pediatrician here.
Bagaman maraming tulong ang nakalaan ng gobyerno sa pamamagitan ng NDIS, malaking hamon ang kinakaharap sa ngayon dahil sa dami ng naka-waiting list. Karaniwan kasi, kailangan ng speech therapist, occupational therapist, physiotherapist at key workers. Kaya bilang isang SPED teacher, tumutulong sila sa abot ng kanilang makakaya.
There's really a lot of wait list at the moment. Long wait list, I mean. Sabihin sa amin ng parents, oh, we don't have a speech. So, or sometimes they will say, wala kaming OT. And then we will, as an educator, dahil nakikita namin yung bata three times a week or five times a week, sasabihin namin, ma'am, would you consider pushing doing this first because we feel that kailangan niya ng mostly to practice on the gross motor scales or regulation scales if kailangan ng OT. Pag speech naman, sasabihin namin, he's really progressing, let's say, with this speech and language communication. It will really benefit him if he sees an external speech therapist para sa one-on-one because one-on-one is still very valuable. Tapos kapag after ng one-on-one, na-generalize kasi ng mga bata yon. Once they're at school, then they use those strategies to be able to communicate effectively. Yung mga nasa NDIS, those who see an external speech or OT, you'll see that they're more, mas parang kumbaga fast track. Magandang development.
Sa tulong din ng teknolohiya at serbisyo ng NDIS, mas madaling nakikita ang development ng isang bata.
Let's say, if nag-external speech therapy sila outside using the PodBook or using another language system, kasi there are quite several. May LAMP and meron din ProLoco, which is the use of a device, a technological device. Nage-generalize nila yon when they go back to the classroom. Ah, okay, they know what to do. They flip through. Parang ginagamit nila yung device na yon to be able to communicate with us.
Hinihikayat din niya ang mga magulang na makipagtulungan sa mga guro at sa mga serbisyo ng NDIS para na din sa kapakanan nito.
Acceptance and grief, it's part of the parent's natural response, especially at the early stages. Parang kumbaga, we cannot go anywhere. It's good for the different sectors to be able to liaise with one another. Kasi it will just benefit the child. When we access these services, it would also be good to take part or to take notice of what the providers do.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's an opportunity for parents to transfer these skills at home and in public so that para hindi lang, kasi may ibang parents sasabihin sa akin, hindi ko alam, hindi ako pumasok eh. It would be very beneficial, especially in intervention, ma'am.
At para masigurong masusunod ang pagtuturo sa mga bata, may monitoring silang ginagawa.
Uupuan po talaga, there will be a meeting about a child's whole development with the teacher, with the external provider, like through the NDIS, the principal, and then the social worker, the parents, all the people involved.
Dagdag kwento ni Patricia, ang pagbabago ng isang bata ay maituturing na isang tagumpay, hindi lang ng pamilya, kung hindi, ng mga nakapalibot sa kanya, tulad ng isa niyang estudyante.
The brain surgery made her lost her speech, and because of then this is a success story in the parents were also very proactive. So the parents really did not stop early intervention. She was able to go to mainstream. And I think that's a very good thing na kapag yung parents also are happy with the child. Kasi minsan yung mainstream, it also just makes them more sociable. And then last I heard was that she was already about to enter year 11 and year 12. Of course, with a support worker. That's a very heartwarming experience.
Pahabol na payo nito, lahat ng stakeholders sa development ng bata ay mahalaga. Subalit, may pinakamalaking papel dito ang mga magulang.
As a parent, I would say that to set aside our feelings first or our ego first and put your child first. And this is what I've always learned at school. I have a very, very good mentor. We look at the child as a person and not the disability or not the diagnosis. You look at all these great characteristics of your child and then, oh, how else can you support your child? Get out there, be out there and ask for help.
Sheila Joy Labrador para sa SBS Filipino.
Kayo'y patuloy na nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Maridel Martinez ang iyong kasama ngayong Miyerkules ng umaga. At huwag pong kalimutan, maaaring mapakinggang muli ang natatanging panayam na yan sa sbs.com.au/Filipino. Ngayong 2025, pinagdiriwang ng SBS ang 50th serbisyo sa publiko dito sa Australia. Narito muna ang ilang mahalagang paalala bago tayong magtungo sa usapang parental hatid ni Claudette Centeno. Sa pagbabalik ng SBS Filipino ngayong Miyerkules ng umaga, ihahatid naman sa atin ni Claudette Centeno ang isang natatanging karanasan ng mga bagong magulang matapos makaranas ng matinding pagsubok sa kanilang relasyon bilang magkabiyak sa buhay at bagong magulang. Pinuo ni Aggie ang isang relationship game na tumutulong sa mga bagong magulang na manatiling konektado sa kanilang mga mahal sa buhay at upang sa layuning maging matatag ang relasyon. Alamin natin ito sa Usapang Parental ni Claudette Centeno.
Usapang Parental. Usapang Parental.
Nang isilang ni Aggie ang kanyang panganay, labis ang kanyang tuwa. Pero kasabay nito ang hindi inaasahang hamon sa kanilang pagsasama ng kanyang asawa. Tulad ng maraming bagong magulang, nawala ang kanilang oras para sa isa't isa. Pagdating ng kanilang pangalawang anak, napagdesisyonan nilang hindi sapat ang basta makaraos lang. Kaya nabuo nila ang isang relationship game na dinisenyo para sa mga bagong magulang.
We got pregnant with Apollo just 3 years ago, and yeah, we thought we were the absolute happiest, absolutely, you know, like it's everything we've wanted, and here it is. And then next thing you know, you're sleep deprived, you're overwhelmed with being a mom, especially here, you know, it's not like in the Philippines. You've got your village back home. Here I have my mom and my dad, but they're also still working. So you really rely on each other to make things work. So only one single income, you know, the stress starts to get to you, financial stress, just being at home, shifting into your new role as a mom, like who am I even? What happened to the old career person, you know? How do I become a mom? How do I know if I'm going to be a good enough mom? The societal pressures intense. And then I forgot to, you know, attend to my own needs. I forgot to attend to, I guess, my partner's needs as well. We both stopped, I guess, connecting. It's easy to just go from being, you know, holding hands back in the day before kids to what's for dinner. Yeah. Housemates na lang kayo all of a sudden. I think that just broke us. Parenthood just does that to you. Somehow, when you're sleep deprived, your laundry mo, it's piling up, you know, you don't know, your house is upside down. It's really easy to lose yourself along the way. So that's what happened to us. Mm-hmm. Like,
you guys struggled kasi nga, na-explain mo lahat, nag-adjust kayo and all. So kailan yung point, Aggie, when you decided na this has to change?
Well, when we got pregnant with baby number two, we felt like, I think for the first baby, Apollo, okay, we managed to just survive, you know? I felt like, and my husband's studying to be a marriage counselor. We've done marriage counseling sessions in the past as a couple. So as a couple, I feel like we're one of those lucky ones who's kind of aware of the situation. We're open to therapies and that's, we love those things. We love having open communication. But yeah, I realize, okay, this isn't what we signed up for. This cannot be sustainable, you know? Mm-hmm. And no one's talking about it. But I started opening up to, I guess, my network. And then my network started opening up to me. It turns out it's really not just us. And when we did our research, it's nearly 70% of couples that actually do go through relationship struggle within the first 3 years of having a baby. It's... Mm-hmm. That gobsmacked me, you know. That's a really sad, sad fact. So I think that's the turning point. And I realized, you know what? It's not about, you know, attending to my baby's needs, just being a mom, versus my needs, versus my partner's needs. It's not about that. You don't have to really pick. It's really about finding the balance between all of those, because it can be achieved, you know. And that was a breakthrough for us. Like, you don't have to pick. You don't have to do it alone, because when you're alone, it's extra hard. I've got a lot of amazing, amazing moms who are single moms. They're superheroes, you know. But it's not easy. It's already not easy having a partner doing it, riding it with you. But let alone when you're alone, it's tough. So I think that's when I made it almost like I was so desperate to find a solution for us, to help us, but also others. And yeah, I came up with something fun, something simple, something practical for busy and tired parents to connect within minutes.
Tell us about the virgin parents. So first of all, bakit virgin parents? And then tell us about, you know, the process of developing the whole game.
I was in marketing, so marketing manager. I've brand manager for many years on a couple of brands na nakikita nyo sa mga supermarket. I've launched products from the beginning to end. Pero yung virgin parents, it's like, okay, it's first-time parents. So I am, you know, picking my niche of, you know, my target audience talaga is yung expecting and new parents. Kasi alam ko yung, yun yung saktong na, that's what I've experienced. That's when it's a critical stage na, you know, it's easy to fall into that slippery slope of disconnection between each other. So I really specifically wanted to help that group because I was them. Mm-hmm. So virgin parents because, yeah, first-time parents. And in terms of concepting, it took me, I guess, a year, you know, while I was being a mom on mat leave. Actually, I had some creative space to think about that in between feeding, in between nappy changes, sa gabi. And I'm one of those, I guess, that I can't just settle. I have to keep stimulating my brain. So I've always had projects on the side, you know, but this one, I feel this time, I found my, you know, my purpose. Mm-hmm. I want to remind new couples that they can still be a couple whilst being parents, you know, and also not to lose themselves along the way.
Were there any particular resources or research that guided you naman to the development of the game?
Yeah, we've done numerous marriage counseling sessions. Mm-hmm. Early years into our marriage, you know, we're like, okay, while we're friends, while we're in a good spot, let's go couples counseling, because that's when it's most effective, when you're both open-minded, you know. Mm-hmm. And I think we really took that to heart and took notes, but also research, you know, seen a John Gottman, like he's a massive relationship researcher in the UK. We listen to random podcasts here and there, but also like being with your peers, you know, mother's group, like your own network as moms, and being a mom yourself and being in the thick of it. Wow. I thought we were alone actually, but it's comforting to know we weren't, but at the same time, it's not comforting to know that this is the struggle that you face as a couple after kids, that's so normal. So, we just felt like, okay, we have to do something quite small, you know, in a fun, simple way.
How has the game been received by other parents?
We launched just only a couple of months ago. We started with Kickstarter, actually, to help get the funding to complete the production. And within a week, we actually, hit our funding target. So, amazing, amazing feedback from everyone. Everyone's like, oh my gosh, amazing. Because this is something that, you know, you're looking for baby shower present. It's all about babies, you know, even books and resources. It's all about for the baby, how to put the baby to sleep, how to introduce solids to the baby. But there's nothing about you or you two, and it's sad because you two are the bedrock of this new family, this new home that you're building, and yet there aren't really accessible resources out there. So it's been received really, really well, you know. Everyone's just so positive about it. And like over the weekend we did a little bit of like an activation expo, and actually may isang nanay, we connected, she even cried. I cried. So each interaction has been very deep, you know, and actual proper connection. They open up to us because I guess we opened up our story, and then it's almost becoming a nice platform for everyone to feel like, oh, we have a safe space. We're not alone in this. And yes, it's been overwhelmingly positive. We couldn't actually ask for more.
What do you believe is making virgin parents set apart from other relationship tools now?
Yeah, oh, actually, because obviously I'm like, surely there are, you know, something out there for us. Mm-hmm. But there are heaps, hundreds of couple games, you know, and they're great. But unfortunately, nothing is tailored for new parents. So most of them are way too cute and romantic, but impractical for new parents. Like, we don't have all the time in the world to go on a date somewhere far or spend a whole weekend or, you know. So this, I guess, is completely unique in a sense that it's specifically made for expecting and, new parents. So, we're very happy that, this is an untapped need that is definitely something that's, you know, I'm resonating with so many parents, so many moms, so many dads.
Ito naman, question, golden question na laging tinatanong sa mga nanay. How do you balance your role as a mother, a wife, and syempre a businesswoman?
Well, how do you balance? it's really about, for me, I've learned to accept that I can't do it all, you know? It's really leaning on the village. Like, I don't think I could do this without my partner, firstly, and also my mom and dad. It makes me emotional thinking how, like, lucky we are, like, you know, to have this village. Like, in the Philippines, we even have a bigger village, you know. Mm-hmm. But here, whoever you have to keep them close. Yes. So how do I balance it all? I think it's really kudos to them that I'm able to have the thinking space and the physical time to you know, be doing this business, being a mom and being present to both my kids, and also having the space for myself and for my husband too, so we can be like a happy family, so we don't feel like we're just on survival mode all the time. But it's really leaning on the village for me. It would have been impossible otherwise. So kaya nga po, I'm very like passionate about this because, you know, I don't know how I could do this on my own.
Personal na payo mo naman para sa mga new parents, di ba? Or sa mga upcoming na magiging new parent pa kasi napagdaanan mo na.
New parent. Play the game. But, because the game has obviously the prompts, the guides, the activities that helps you balance family time, me time. I cannot emphasize that enough. You know, time for you, time for time, your partner's time for, like, individually, because it's really easy to, you know, lose yourself along this magical but chaotic period of parenthood. And also having those conversations that truly matter before it's too late. But yeah, personal payo, sleep when you can, but also, don't be guilty. Like, I felt so guilty when I became a mom and I wanted to do something for myself, and it felt like, oh, that's so selfish of me, you know. But no, if you want that cup of tea, if you want to have a shower for a solid 5 minutes without feeling guilty, you do it. Don't be guilty. Go have that hot shower. Enjoy it. Like, I feel like there's so many of us going through exactly the same thing. So, I think we lean on each other.
Usapang parental. Usapang parental.
Maraming salamat, Claudette Centeno. Isa nga sa pinakamahirap na responsibilidad sa buong mundo, ang maging isang magulang. Huwag pong kalimutan, maaari ninyong mapakinggang muli ang panayam na yan sa sbs.com.au/Filipino, SBS Audio App at Facebook page, SBS Filipino. Magbabalik po kami ni TJ Korea bukas live, ganap na alas 10 ng umaga.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.